That the bottom made a difference, a bigger chizik more than the Torah made. In other words, the Tosha says, even though the Amisa is also midiraisa, midiraisa the first night is muta, so good, Rabbanan asked it that night. By the next day, the Yom HaKfura, that's only also midirabbanan, Rabbanan made a chizik more than the Torah. In other words, yesterday there was also midiraisa, midiraisa its night is not also. But now midirabbanan, the Yom Kfura, even though it's only also midirabbanan, still Rabbi holds, the Laila is also also. So according to Rabbi, both the Laila of the Yom HaMisa and the Laila of Yom HaKfura are both also midrabbanan. It's also for the Yom HaKfura until after the night of the Yom HaKfura. Now the more so about this. Tell the Rabbanan, what's the price like this? The Pasuk says, Ki chen si vei si, this is the Parshin by Yikva Yud, again with Doros, Moshe Darshin, how come Aaron had the Soyah Shavash Chodesh burnt? So on the Pesukim it says there, of Kichen Sibaisi, as Moshe asked Aaron, like how come you didn't eat it? So Kashet Sibaisi, Kashet Sibu Hashem. That's a few words it says there. So it asks like this, Kichen Sibaisi means Ba'aninus, Yechlu, Enechnami. There's a special Sibri that the Mincha that was brought that day, even though that day Aaron's two children died, not of Yaviyu, and he was a Noinim, still there's a special mitzvah, teach your lad eat, even though it's Noinim, teach from the Mincha. That means, Kashet Tzveisi B'Shas Maisa. Like you had a Tzivu B'Shas Maisa, Rashi says, Kishiru Lem Aninus, Omolem, Shla Yimno Me'achilas Kotshim Ayayim, even though Aaron became a Noinim today, still the Pesuk says, you should not stop eating from the Kotshim today, Sheshem Rapi Agbura, that you're from a Kodesh Baruch himself, Shecholak Aninus Hayayim, the Kodesh Misha Yom today is different. Okay, Shero, Shanista, Formal Hem, Ochotachlu Reisayim. And then when Moshe saw that Aaron burnt the korban of Rosh Chodesh, he asked him, how come he burnt it? Why didn't he eat it? Is Omolam Kashet Sibu Hashem? Meaning, I'm not making up myself to say you should eat from it, but you know you still get a Sibu Hashem, like Hashem told you, you'll not eat from the Kodeshim. So that was Moshe's taina to Aaron, how come he did not eat from the korban of Rosh Chodesh that was brought that day? And we'll soon see the answer later why, that Aaron held it was only a heter for the kodshim of Lishor, the special korbanos brought that special day, but a korban like Rosh Chodesh that's brought in every Rosh Chodesh, a kodshim doris, there was no heter to eat even though he was a noinim. So our korban of the Gemara says, Rav Minu have a question, it says, Mepnei Aninus Nisifu, that the reason why Aaron burnt it was because he was an Einim. The Kach Nem Refer Apostle says Kaila. And Rashi says the Kasher is that Mashma Moshe was Haidah to Aaron. Moshe will soon see, admitted to Aaron that you would write why you burnt it. So if it was a Pish Gvura, if you heard from a Kodesh Baruch that he's allowed to eat it, if Moshe is saying, I'm asking you because Hashem says you're allowed to eat it, so how could Moshe admit later? What's going on here? So Moshe says, the Kasher is Nastira. I tell you, Hori of Yehuda, Hori of Nachman. Taka Machlekes will soon see. Titania will learn like this. Mefnei Aninus Safu Enechnaim. The reason why Aaron had the korban of Rosh Chodesh burnt was because he was a Noinim and wasn't hooked there, didn't eat it. That's why he had the korban burnt. Lekach Nema, therefore it says, Kaila, like this. Dibri Reb Nechem, he learns. So according to Reb Nechemya, Rashi explained that like there wasn't a tzivu from Hashem, he's allowed to eat it. It was a different Joshua. Therefore, it's good like what the end Moshe was masking. We have Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aimem, they say, if Neitum and Issachar, you know why Aaron had this korban Rosh Chodesh burnt? Because the meat became Tomei, Neitum and Issachar. Because Shema, Tomei, if you're going to tell me, if Neaninus Issachar, that the reason why Aaron burnt this korban was because he was an Einin, he wasn't allowed to eat the meat at night. So I ask the question, he should have burnt all three kabbonis. Three kabbonis were brought that day. There was the Sayyid Nachshon, the Meluyim, and the Sayyid Shavash Chedish. So how come only one was burnt? How come not all three? So it must be, not because he was an Einin, but because the Tumah happened to one of them. So Rach, another Pshat is, or you royally Yochel Nerev. Really, even though he's an Einin by daytime, but still he's allowed to eat the meat at night. Sakam didn't eat it at night. Elamai, because it became Tomei. Tavrach, another Tanya, another question is, you can't say the reason why he was burnt was because Aaron was an Einin, because Pinchas, listen, Pinchas was there. And Pinchas wasn't an Einin, it wasn't his children that died. So how come Pinchas didn't eat from it? That's the proof to say that the reason why Aaron had the carbon of Rosh Chodesh burnt was because it became Tomei. It only happened to that one, not to the other two, but not because he was an Einin. Rabbam Rabbi says, no, Idi Vidi Ramechemia. Those who go good according to Ramechemia. And I feel like this Lakasha, Kan Bekotche Shor, Kan Bekotche Doris. One was the Kotche Shor and Chanami. The special Kabonis that would brought that special day of the Mincham and the Sawyer of Miluyim and the Sawyer Nachshin, that is a special letter Tidit. Even though he was an Einin, still there was a special letter Tidit. But Kotche Doris was no letter. The carbon of Rosh Chodesh, that's the Doris, that there was no head to teat. So that's why he had it burnt. And that's why at the end, Moshe admitted to Aaron that you were right, even though Hashem told him he's supposed to eat from it, but the head was only teat from the Kodesh Shor, the special carbonis that were brought that special day, but not for the carbon Rosh Chodesh that's brought the Doris. Now, we have Nechemia Hechi Metaras Hani Kroi. How does the Nechemi Lam Shan the Psukim here? And how does the Rabban Lam Shan in the Psukim over here? And Rashi says that Nechemi, the Yom Mephnei Aninus, Nisrefo, that the reason why it was burnt because he was a Noinain, Hechi Matas Lahani Kroi, the Oysa Pasha, Mayama Moshe, Mayahadru Lay, Linyan Aninus. And what was the Shakar Vataya? What did Moshe ask Aaron, and what did Aaron answer him back? So, some more explains like this. Rabbi Nechemia Metaritz Lu Hochi. Nechemia answered the Psukim like this. Again, according to Nechemia, the reason why it was burnt was because Aaron wasn't anointed. It says like this. Madu Allah Yechaltim. How come you did not eat? Oma Loi Moshe Li Aaron. The Moshe said to Aaron, Shema Nichnas Dom Lefman Lefnim. Maybe the Domim of this Korban Rosh Chodesh was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and had a Psul on it. Oma Loi Aaron answered back, no. Hein Loi Huvas Dom, no. The dam was not brought inside, that was not the psul. If so, Moshe asked Aaron, Shema chuslim chitzasa yotzasam, maybe there was a psul yotzay, maybe this dam was brought outside the Yazorah, and that's why you had the korban burnt. Omar loy, Aaron answered back, no, ba'kodesh hoysa, the korban was brought the right way in the base, in the kodesh, in the mishkan. V'dum if so, Moshe asked Aaron, b'yaninis akrivisu, like maybe you brought it when you were learning, and you passed it by bringing it. Is Omaloi Moshe. So Aaron said back to Moshe, did my sons bring it? And there will be an Einin, Taka, they would be possible. No, Aaron said, Aniak Rafti, I brought it, and I'm a Kohen Gadol, I'm allowed to bring it. So then Moshe said to Aaron, listen, if there's no psulim here, if the dam was not put inside, not outside, if so, so how come you didn't eat from this korban at night time? Just like you allowed to eat from the mincha, how come you didn't eat from this korban Rosh Chodesh at night time? Or Maloi, so Aaron is back to him and said, Vatikrenu oisi kaila, v'yachal tichate sayoim, haite b'yeni Hashem, means I'm allowed to eat from this korban, no, I'm an oinim. It means to say like this, Shem Maloi shemat ela b'kotche shor, the only heter was on a Kodesh Shor special korban that was brought that day. On that, it was a heter for me tidit, even though I'm an Einin. But the Kodesh Doris, but this korban, like Rosh Chodesh, here is different. This is a Kodesh Doris. Kal v'chemim v'maisa kal v'chemim v'maisa sheni. Oma maisa kal madach v'maisa sheni. Om Ritor, the Pasuk says, lo yachalti b'yayim imenu, I'm not letting it if I'm an Einin. It shall be Kodesh Doris like Lekol Shechein. The Kodesh Doris, for sure you're not letting it if you're an Einin. So that was Aaron's time back to Moshe, that the Hefti was only on the Kodesh Shor, was only on the special Kabonis of the Sawyer Nachsh, of the Sawyer, of the Nosi, and of the Rashi said before, we're talking about now, which was Chodesh Nisan, the day of Hukam HaMishkan, and they brought Shloish Yisirim, covered by the Yom, was a Soyer Nachshon, the Soyer Rosh Chodesh, the Shor Shabor L'Shor, special Shor after Miluyim. So, the Heter was teated only from those two special ones, but not from the korban Rosh Chodesh. Tanach Nami, and when Moshe heard this, Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim. So as soon as he heard this, Vayishma Moshe, or Vayita Vienna, Mizhoid of Loi Moshe Lemel Loi Shemati, Moshe admitted and was not embarrassed to say, they're not here, you're right. El Omar, but rather what Moshe said, Shemati Vashachachti, Atak, heard like it, and I forgot, Atak, you're right. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Hechi Metaritz Lu, how do they answer this? How do they answer this? Hoki Metaritz Lu. They learn Pshat like this, that Madua Leyachaltim. Again, Moshe asked Aaron, how come you need from it? Leyachaltim Esachatis Tamakam HaKadosh. Shema Meibi Nichnas Dom Lusnei Avzun, there's a Psodam. Omaloi, Hein Loi Huvas Dom, and now there's no Psul. Shema Chutzim Chisasi Yotzisah, Omaloi, Hein HaKadosh Hoysa, now there's no Psul Chutzidah. Vidumma Bianina Saki Vusu, Paslusu, maybe was brought by children that were Einain. Omalai no, Omalai Moshe, Heinik Rivu, do my two children are still alive, did they bring it? No. Yeah, Heinik Rivusu, the Paslu, would they could Paslid, Aninus, Aniak Ravti, I brought it, and I'm a clean God, I'm allowed to bring it. Vidumma Aga Marichu, Peshosabe, Yitzmu, maybe since you were Marirish, you're like angry, yet Tsar, so maybe because that, you made it Tomei, Omaloi Moshe. So Aaron said back to Moshe, Kach ani bencho, this is the way I am in your eyes. Shani mevaz the kotsh shemayim, that I should be mevaz a libov, and let the kotsh shemayim be Tomei, about it not. For the Karen oisti chelo, which happened to me, that filo elo chelo, and ani mevaz the kotsh shemayim. That about it not mevaz any kotsh shemayim. So Omaloi, vihem lehu vezoma, the kodesh oiso, ocho tachlu oisoi, makodesh, So in other words, so Moshe asked Aaron, Enechanani. Moshe asked Aaron, if nothing went wrong, if it wasn't Tomei, how come it didn't need it? Or Ma'alois, he said back like this, Shemaloi Shemat Ela Balayla. Maybe I only heard this, had to teed it at night time. Even teed the first two kabbonis, the head was only teed it at night time. But at daytime, I'm a Noinen, it could be a Tzasa. The Bayan, because by day, the Chur Aaron said, Kavachem v'maisakala, Kavachem v'maisakala. Says, Lo yachalti b'yani m'meni, not let eat it. It's kodesh chomer, kodshim, which is more chomer than ma'isa sheni. Lo kol shechein, that you're not allowed to eat it when you were anointing. So Aaron said, Echnami, at daytime I didn't eat it. Only at night time I ate the other two. Aye, how come it didn't eat Rosh Chodesh? We'll soon see why not, that we don't say it. But our koponim, it says, Vayishma, Moshe heard this, Vayitza b'enav was good in his eyes. Lay boy shmoy shalem.